mention notation of whether your comment is in celebration of a special occasion or in memory of a loved one. You will find the current listing on pages 12 and 13 of your worship bulletin. Second, the 10th annual Blessing of the Animals will be held on Saturday, December 14th, beginning at 10 a.m. underneath the hay or octopus tree. All dogs must be leashed. Cats and other animals must be crated or properly contained. Third, if you are a crafter or a baker, the outreach committee welcomes your donation of Christmas crafts and baked goods for the annual fair that will be held next Sunday, December 15th. All items should be dropped off at our classroom and office building on Saturday, December 14th, between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. Committee members will sort and price all of the items. Proceeds from the fair will go to our local mission fund. The fund provides grants for those who need who are residents of Mount Cameron. Are there any other announcements?
I would just add to what Kate just shared with you. Andrea Yepes is our administrative coordinator in the office. She also does all of the intake work as our outreach coordinator. She did provide some information for one of our annual reports. So the funding for this year has come to an end, but she indicated we received 121 requests for assistance. That's a 45% increase. Most of it is for housing and utilities. The cost of living is high here in Hawaii, and also for those going through drug and alcohol rehab. We were able to, because of cookies that you bake and other people buy, in 2019, the total amount that we were able to give out was a little over $60,000, so thank you. Yeah, that's what I said, it's like, wow.
We welcome those of you who are visiting us for the first time, or if you are returning to us again. If you are able, please stand. We welcome those of you who are visiting. Aloha and welcome. We invite you to join us for our Aloha Hour following our time of worship. As we begin our service, we ask that you be in quiet meditation. Voices cry out from the wilderness.
Prepare the way of the Holy One. Prepare for the glory of God to be revealed and God's peace to rise like the dawn among us.
This peace may not be easy. If it means that mountains will come crashing down and rough places will go be ground to dust to make a way.
Yet God once restored Jerusalem.
Gathering the exiles, carrying them home.
Peace has happened before.
On this, the second Sunday of Advent, we again light a candle of Mana Olona, our hope. Today we also light a candle of peace of Mauna Lea as a sign of the approaching sunrise. A reminder that we are called to prepare the way for peace.
Making a highway through the desert of the world's violence, comforting God's people, speaking not with words to insult and intimidate, but speaking tenderly to those who are wounded.
And though the way to peace may be hard, peace itself is coming toward us. God comes with might, not with the force of weapons of war, but with an outstretched arm, reaching up helplessly from a manger.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, you provide a mighty peace, even in the midst of trouble. As we have lit these candles, place your deep peace in us that we may help to make a way, risking malukia each day for your sake and for the sake of your realm. Shine on us with your light. Ikau mai kumalo malama, maluna o mako. Amen. Thank you.
you found out beginning on page 3 of the worship bulletin. We will say the call to worship first in Hawaiian, followed by English.
The liturgist will do the English for us, we'll do the Hawaiian. E ha'avi ko mau kanawai I ke ali'i e ke akua, a I kau kono ho'i I ke keiki a ke ali'i. E ho'opono kono o ia I ko po'e kanaka, ma ka pololē, a I ko po'e ha'aha'a, ma ka pono.
Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness, and you judge with justice.
Ae halihali mai no na mauna, I ka ko mai kai I kanaka, a me na pu'u li'i'i'e ho'i ma ka pono. E ho'opono pono o ia I ka po'e kaumaha, o nā kanaka, e hana pepe I ka mea ho'ohuri pepe.
May the mountains yield prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor and people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor.
E veli veli mā lāko ia oi I ka wā o kalā, a I kakuri ana o ka mahina I nā hanauna a pau.
May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations.
E iho mai no ia e like me ka loa maluna o ka aina mauhu I hoki ia, me nā kulu ua hoi e I ho'opulu iho I ka honua. E mohala ake ka po'e kono I kona maua, a me ka pomaikai nui ai ole loa ka mahina.
May he be like the rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers the water of the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace around abound until the moon is no more. As we sing our first hymn this morning, we ask that you remain standing. We will be singing hymn number 120, out of the New Century Hymnal, There's a Voice in the Wilderness.
Thank you.
and Hawaiian, followed by English, and then we will sing the Lord's Prayer again, first in Hawaiian, followed by English, and that begins on page 5 of your worship bulletin.
O kumuhia karekalesia, o kea halaki, e koma koma kupuna, i kupa'a ma hoke, o ke aloha, o ke akua, mai ke kahi hanana, a ke kahi hanana aku. O ma ko no na haumana, a Jesu Christo, e hea hea akua, me ke aloha, i nā lākui a hao, i ko ma ko ohana. Lave lave ia nā lākui a hao, e ko ke awalaki, ma o kapilina uhane, o ke kai ulu akea. I ho okahi ia, ka o mana kalikiano, me ka mo'o he heo padarihi. Ke Awalahi Congregational Church, founded by our kupuna, is committed to sharing God's aloha from generation to generation. As Hamana of Jesus Christ, we welcome all, love all, and accept all into our ohana. Ke Awalahi ministers to all through the spiritual gifts we share,
know, it's like Merry Christmas, all that, you know, everybody's happy, happy, happy. But sometimes during this time of the year, it can be really sad. Because we lose people we love, and whether it's grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncle, mom, dad, cousin, people that were a part of our lives are no longer here. So sometimes Christmas can be really hard. Now, this, you guys remember who this is? That's Kiko. She died in May. So this is my first Christmas without her. And guess who I'm stuck with now?
Thank you.
things, for the earth itself, and for our island home, Maui, for creatures great and small, for water and food, for light and darkness, for Jesus who enlarged our vision, setting himself before us as the bread and wine of abundant life, and for the Holy Spirit who comes to us in baptism and moves in our midst with power to lead us to you. Turn our offerings to your goodwill, and turn us always to you in gratitude. Mahalo iaoe ke akua. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading this morning comes from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 4 through 13. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, which may be found on page 153 of your proof Bible or page 14 of your worship bulletin. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order of the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the people praise him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the powers of the Holy Spirit. May God add his blessing to the reading of this morning.
Thank you. Let's see. Let me start with the cards. Jeff and Judy are here. Faulkner, where are you seated? There you are. We married you on December 10th, 2016. So it's coming up. Happy anniversary. And then, oh, your note, Kiko, my other dog, photobombed the wedding. He was in one of the photographs. And then, oh, this is why I have to read the Matt and
Monty.
Monty, thank you. See, that's why I'm retiring. I keep telling people. We married you when?
A year ago today.
A year ago to the day?
Oh.
Well, there you go. Happy anniversary. And then on the, I know others of you are back, Liz Dawson. You're back there somewhere. From Canada. We missed you at choir.
Amen.
That's what's on the cards this morning. There are things going on outside the doors of the church, as we acknowledge each week. Some of you are aware that a massive deadly measles outbreak has infected over 4,000 people in American Samoa. At least 63 people have died so far, most of them children 4 years and younger. The news last week was that a medical team from Hawaii arrived in the island nation last Wednesday to help combat the outbreak. Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, an emergency medical room doctor, and 55 nurses and 10 doctors made the trip along with support staff to deliver much needed immunizations and health care. Those of you who know something of the history of Hawaii know that when Europeans first came to Hawaii and the Americans later, that the Hawaiians were suffered devastating epidemics, and measles was one of the ones that came through. The numbers are, there were probably 800,000 to a million native Hawaiians living here at the time. Within a generation, by the 1900s, it had dropped to 40,000. So the epidemics that we see happening in the world are critical, and so we give thanks for the people from Hawaii who went down to American Samoa to help in that effort. We continue to pray for those seeking reasonable ways to curb and reduce gun violence across the U.S. Three people were shot at the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard on Wednesday by a sailor. Two died, one remains hospitalized. The gunman shot and killed himself. Those of you who know Paul Kenolio, Paul was working that, he works at the Naval Shipyard. He goes over to Oahu. He was within earshot of the shooting. They heard it, but they didn't know what was going on until everybody was on lockdown. Needless to say, Kavena, Nohelani, and Punahele, all the son, two daughters and son, and all the families were calling him to see if he was okay. Vincent Kapoi was a metal inspector apprentice, and Roldan Augustine was a shop planner. They were the ones who died. So we pray for them and their families. 2 days after the shooting at the Naval Shipyard, veterans and active duty personnel gathered at Pearl Harbor on the 78th anniversary of the bombing that drew the U.S. into World War II. For those who served and those who continue to serve, we offer our thanks and our prayers. On Friday, a Saudi military trainee shot and killed three aviation students and injured eight others at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Both the shooting in Pearl Harbor and in Pensacola, the news reports are they're calling it workplace violence. It's still unclear what the motives were in both situations, but authorities are investigating. The students who died included Joshua Caleb Watson and Mohammed Hatayin and Scott Walters. And I mentioned the names of the five men because, yeah, they're not just victims of violence. They have families and friends and others who now will mourn the loss. So prayers for everyone. We continue to include in our prayers the more than 71 million people around the world who have been displaced by wars, armed conflicts, violence, climate change, disease, poverty, hunger, and religious persecution. And we continue to pray for the Kukia'i, or the protectors of Mauna Kea. We pray for God's presence and guidance for all as the vigil up on the mountain continues, and as they somehow seek ways to resolve the issues that are affecting people at the mountain. Okay, and today is, wait, when is your birthday, Carmen? It's coming up.
Oh, you just had it.
Oh, you just had it. Are we telling how young we are?
Your birthday. He's talking about your birthday.
Oh, yes.
How young are you? No, how old are you? Young are you?
18.
18. She's dyslexic. We're gonna sing happy birthday to Carmen. Something that we should be laughing at, yeah? We need to support them. Let us pray. We come to you this day, O God, with a deepening anticipation of your birth among us. We thank you for the gift of your aloha. We pray for the church throughout the world and for all ministries that build up the body of Christ, that in our many vocations we may serve to your glory. We pray for this nation and for all nations, remembering especially those who are victims of political and social injustice. We pray for elected officials and all leaders, that they will govern with courage and with equity. We pray for all in need, for the sick, for the destitute and the dying, for strangers in our land, for the invisible ones, for the elderly and children, for parents and grandparents, for those who live alone and those who live lonely in the midst of family. We remember with mercy those who sleep without shelter, cold and vulnerable, lacking enough food, those who are overworked, and those who have no work. Stir up in us the capacity to see ourselves in the struggle of others and to act so that others may have an abundant life. We pray for Maui, for our neighbors and friends, and for those with whom we study, work, and play. Guide and strengthen all people in our common life to know the gifts of your grace and love. We give you thanks for those who have gone before us, asking that our gratitude for their witness be apparent in all that we say and do. And so prepare us for your service in the world through the grace of Jesus Christ. Hear all the prayers we have brought to you this day, O God, and grant us your peace. Aloha, ho'omakau kauiamako, no kau oihana. Iloko ke aloha o Yesu Kristo. Amen.
Thank you.
The second reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3. I'm reading verses 1 through 12 from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is the word of the Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him in all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sin. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." May God bless the reading of the word. Amen. E ho'omakaukau o ko i alanui no Yehova, e hana i kona mau kua mo'o, i kona mau kua mo'o i pololē. Those words appear in verse 3 in the Hawaiian language Bible that comes to us from our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Prepare. Ho'omakauka. The way of the Lord, make his path straight. Those of you who have studied hula or who are students of hula learn how that is one of the first instructional words one learns when it comes to hula kahiko or ancient hula. There is a ka'i, or a coming out to the dance, coming out to dance before an audience, that begins with an ole or chant. But before the ka'i is performed, the kumuhula or teacher will ask in a commanding voice, "Ho'omakaukau, are you ready? Are you prepared to begin?" To which all of the dancers would respond in the affirmative, "Aye, yes, I am ready," or in one collective voice, "Yes, we are ready." Then the teacher would respond by saying, "Pa," and then thump a gourd down on a pad with one quick slap of fingers as the gourd itself is raised. At that point, one assumes that the dancers know the chant and the motion to the dance. Every dance is preceded by a time of preparation. One might say the same as we continue through this season of Advent. Advent is a time of preparation. The Reverend Tish Harrison Warren is a priest in the Anglican Church in North America. She points out, historically, Advent, the liturgical season that begins 4 Sundays before Christmas Day, is a way to prepare our hearts and minds and souls for Christmas. She reminds us that for Christians, Christmas is a celebration of Jesus' birth, that light has come into darkness, and as the Gospel of John says, the darkness could not overcome it. But Advent bids us first to pause and to look with complete honesty at that darkness. As we move through this time of year that we also call the makahiki season, the days grow a bit shorter and the nights a bit longer. Christmas lights abound as we crash our way into Black Friday and through Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. Christmas carols and holiday music blare at us at every turn. Christmas trees, Christmas carols, Christmas cards, Christmas ornaments, Christmas cookies, Christmas parties, Christmas plays, Christmas wreaths, Christmas holly, Christmas everything abounds everywhere. But not in our churches. The sanctuary, this sanctuary, is draped in purple, the color of both royalty and repentance. There is, in our churches, what Warren refers to as a silent stillness. The music turns to minor keys and becomes contemplative, even mournful. And as we have heard over the last two Sundays, the scripture readings are also apocalyptic, short on sweet tales of babies, little lambs, and Christmas stars. In this sanctuary, Christmas season has not yet begun. In this sanctuary, we wait in Advent. I am drawn to the notion that in order for Advent to have any meaning for us, we must lean into what Warren describes as an almost cosmic ache, our deep, wordless desire for things to be made right and the incompleteness we find in the meantime. We dwell in a world, she says, still racked with conflict, violence, suffering, and darkness. Advent holds space for our grief, whether personal or communal, and reminds us that all of us, in one way or another, are not only wounded by the evil in the world, but are also wielders of it, contributing our own moments of unkindness or impatience or selfishness. And as such, we are aware that we ourselves are in need of repentance. The call to repentance is what permeates our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew this morning. The people who were going out to the River Jordan heeded the words of John the Baptist, who proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare, Ho'omakaukau, the way of the Lord, and make his path straight." John appears at the edge of the Jordan and is baptizing those who have come. And as word spreads, more and more people come to see him. He welcomes all, that is, until the Pharisees and Sadducees, representatives of established religion, arrive. John questions their motives and challenges their faith. We may be tempted to think that we are not like the Pharisees or Sadducees, but John's proclamation to all is very clear. We are all in need of repentance. Warren is also clear in her observation when she says, "I think Advent offers wisdom to the wider world. It reminds us that joy at Christmas is trivialized if we do not first intentionally acknowledge the pain and wreckage of the world." It would seem that many today begin celebrating Christmas long before Thanksgiving is over. We would do well to take time to face the darkness and not turn Christmas into what Warren calls an anesthesia from pain, the pain we may feel in our own lives. She adds that Advent becomes the time for us to look long and hard at what is cracked and fractured in our world and in our lives. Only then can celebration become deep, rich, resonant, not as a saccharine act of delusion, but as a defiant act of hope. Because you see, we dare to hope when it seems there is no hope. I've shared the lyrics from the song Anthem with you before. It's a song that took Leonard Cohen, a poet and ordained Buddhist monk, a decade to write. The message he offers for troubled and troubling times is this: There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Indeed, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. In this season of Advent, Warren asks rhetorically, "Want to get into the Christmas spirit? Face the darkness. Amid the troubled and troubling moments in our own lives and in our world, amid the sorrow, there is redemption. Thanks be to God. Amen." We invite to come forward Dennis Barger, Olga Bourdonnieux, Jeff Faulkner, Judy Faulkner, and Laurie Tanner to affirm their commitment to become members of our Church Ohana here at Kevalaki Congregational Church. And if you come up, you have to remove your footwear, yeah? All the way up top. We will also be receiving Kathy Joy Anderson, who is not able to be with us today as an associate member. We will receive her in her absence. Dennis, Laurie, Jeff, Judy, and Olga, hear the word of the Lord, like the lay binding that we love so much, Jesus said.
"I am the vine, you are the branches. Anyone who abides in me, and I in that person, is the one who bears much fruit. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full."
So, Olga, Judy, Jeff, Laurie, and Dennis, do you desire to become a member of the Faith and Ohana of Jesus Christ here at Kevalaki Congregational Church? If so, please say, "I do."
"I do."
"Do you promise by the grace of God to be as Hamana, his disciples, to follow in his way, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, please say, "I promise with the help of God."
"I promise with the help of God."
"And do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ here in McKenna, while at the same time celebrate Christ's presence and mission in all the world? If so, please say, "I promise with the help of God."
"I promise with the help of God."
Members and friends of Kiyawalahi Congregational Church, please repeat after me as we extend our aloha to those who stand before us. "We welcome you with joy."
"We welcome you with joy."
"Into the common life of this church."
"Into the common life of this church."
"We promise you our friendship and aloha."
"We promise you our friendship and aloha."
"As we share the hopes and labors."
"As we share the hopes and labors."
"Of the Church of Jesus Christ here in McKenna."
"Of the Church of Jesus Christ here in McKenna."
"And in every corner of the world."
"And in every corner of the world."
"By the power of God's Spirit."
"By the power of God's Spirit."
"May we grow together."
"May we grow together."
"In God's wisdom and compassion."
"In God's wisdom and compassion."
"And be witness of the risen Christ."
"And be witness of the risen Christ."
"That all may know."
"That all may know."
"Of God's boundless love for us."
"Of God's boundless love for us."
Let us pray. God of our life, we praise you for gathering us into the body of Christ to be your servant people. We thank you for sending Judy, Jeff, Laurie, Dennis, and Olga to us, that we may work together in serving you and others. May we live in your spirit, share regularly in worship, and so love each other that we may have among us the same mind of Aloha, which was and is in Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of Kiawalahi Congregational Church, we give these kukui lei to you as a sign of the light of God's love, and we extend to you the embrace of that love.
Good looking group, yeah?
I'll go on this side. Go on, no photo bomb.
Oh, go more than okay, here we go.
One, two, three. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.